Hi, Daf Chaf Beis. Thursday, Tainus Esther's Daf. We're in the middle of the sugi of Yush, Shalemi Das, Machlegis Abaya and Rava. Abaya holds Loyava Yush, Rava holds Hava Yush, and most of today will just be Rias to each one respectively. And we know that ultimately this will be the Yud of Yal Kagam that we're going to end up like Shita Sabaya, that's Loyava Yush. But right now we're 14 lines from the bottom of Amud Beis. Toshma, Mishnah says in Maestris, Kitsiais Baderech, if you find figs in the road, Yafilu Bitsad Sade Kitsiais, and even if it's next to a field that you would actually put out these figs to dry out, or else you have a fig tree that's hanging over the road, and you find these figs underneath, there's no gzela, and they're punted from meiser. In other words, they really seem like they're heft, so we can assume that the owners are miyayish, and it works, and this sounds a lot like Rava. And then the Mishnah continues and says, even if it's the same kind of matziv, but zesim and charuvim are for the same reason usser, which sounds more like abaya. So bishlam a reisha la abaya like kasha. Okay, it's not shver from the reisha to abaya, even though it sounded like Rava, because agav de chashivi, since these te'enim are very chashiv, memashmish behu, they will be conscious of their loss, and therefore they're actively miyayish them. It's not yush shaloimidas. And therefore, te'enanami, may the yada denatra, people know that the figs are going to fall off the tree naturally, and therefore the yush is midas. Ela seifa l'rava kasha. But how does Rava, varam for the seifa diktoni v'zeisim u'b'charuvim aser l'chayra, it's yush shaloimidas, and according to Rava, it's have a yush, so why is it aser? Which the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Avo, shiny zayas, hoil v'chazuse mechiech alav. You can look at the olive, the zayas, and know who its owner is. V'yafagav dinatrin zesi, even if it fell off the tree. And it's a loose olive, I know whose it is. Meida yadia, people know, duchta d'inish inishu, which is an expression that a person's place is that person's place, and therefore a person will be recognized based on his olives. Dr. Henry Abramson on Aldaf has a picture of like, I don't know what it is, 8 or 10 different kinds of olives that all have a different tzura to them. And I guess if we would live in a time when people were really planting olive trees all the time, we would also have that same sensitivity to really recognize Chazusai is Mechiach Alav. Ihachi, if it's true that I can just look at the fruit and know who the owner is, Afilo Reisha Nami. So why is the Mishnah allowing you to keep the Te'enim? Omer of Papa, because Te'enim Nifilasa Nemeses. Figs are gross when they're on the ground. So the Bailam are immediately Miyayish, even if you can figure out who the owner is. Toshma, let's try again. Haganav Shenotel Mizeh, V'nosen Lezeh. Here you have Robin Hood, who's stealing from one guy and giving it to somebody else. V'chein Gazlan, Shenotel Mizeh, V'nosen Lezeh. Moving over to Tamed Aleph. V'chein Yardain, and even the Yardain, which Rashi says is Lav Dafka, it's just the Tana of this Brisa lived by the Yardain and used it as just as a marshal. Shenotel Mizeh V'nosan Lezeh, that the river flooded it from one person and it just brought it downstream to somebody else. So Zok the Brisa, Mashenotel Notel, Mashenosan Nosan. So the Ganef, the Gazlan, or this, or the river, whatever it took and give to somebody else, that recipient can keep it. Bishlam a Gazlan V'Yardain, I understand. D'kachazi l'hu miyayish. The Bailam saw the Gazlan forcibly take whatever he took from him and give it to somebody else. So you have Shinur Rishus, and we have Yush. So we understand it'll work. Yardain's a little bit. Some Rishonim actually aren't even Geiris Yardain because Lecher, it's part of what Shutfa Nahar is. There's actually a Yerushalmi and Chala that says that the whole Yardain line is a reference to the borders of Eretz Yisrael, that Kedushas Haaretz can be moved based on where the Yardain starts and stops. And there's a Dvar Avram, Chelek Alef Simen Yud, talks about the fact that even though typically for a Kedusha process you would need to have some kind of a Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to be worried about those things, and the actual location of the Yardain can dictate the borders of Eretz Yisrael. But either way, for sure by Gazlan, the Yush and the Shinui Rishus that will make it the Makabal's thing. El Aganef, frek de Gemara, Mika Chazi le de Miyayish? The whole vert by Aganef is that you didn't even know who stole it. The guy snuck in the middle of the night and took it. So Lecher, I don't even know it's stolen. In which case, who says I'm Miyayish, and therefore why can the recipient keep it? Must be a riot to Rava that Yush le Midas have a Yush. And for the Gemara, Tira Gemara of Papa, Belistim Azuyin, you certainly know because the guy came at you with a shotgun and took it right in front of your face. So frek de Gemara, Yachi Hainu Gazlan. Then don't call him Aganef, call him a Gazlan. And for the Gemara, Trey Gavni Gazlan, he could also be considered a Ganef. And the pshat is because he doesn't want his identity known, so if he's wearing a ski mask when he's robbing you with a shotgun, say, hey, yais, he's in your face, but he's still trying to hide his identity, so he has a din of a Ganef. This is part of a larger discussion of the definitions of Ganef and Gazlan, but the bottom line is there is an active Yush, and therefore it's not part of the sugi of Yush, Shalai Midas. Tashma, Shotaf Nar Kairav Eitzav Ve'avanav. So the river washed away this guy's wood and beams, etc. V'nosnu b'seich s'dechavei, right? So Harei Elu Shalai, Mipnei Shinis Yaishu Abaylam. So it sounds like time of Dinis Yaishu Abaylam. But Hostama, if it wasn't klar that the guy was miyayish, loy, you couldn't keep it. L'chair, it's a raya for abaya, that you need an active yush. So effort the gemara, hacha b'mayaskinin k'shiyachal lahatzil. So since you can save it, there's no reason to assume the guy's going to be miyayish. So yachi yem a seifa. The seifa of that same brisa says, imayo bayalim marad v'macharem if he's chasing them chayav l'hachzer. Now, ibi yachon l'hatzil, if you're telling me the brisa is talking about where you could save it, so my iri maradfin, afilo imaradfin nami, even if he's not chasing it, the fact that he's not chasing it shouldn't be a raya because he can be matzel it later on. Effort the gemara, hacha b'mayaskinin b'yachon l'hatzil al yedeat chak, so maradfin le'yayish, however, ain maradfin yushim miyayish. So the whether or not he's going to be miyayish is going to be the raya to his level of yush. Tashma, the brisa says by truma, ketzad amru atayrim shalom midas, when do we say that if someone is tayrim for somebody else without telling him he's doing it, truma say truma that it worked, hare shiyar l'sech sdech haveray, v'likit v'tayrim shalom b'rishos, and he does it without rishos, im cheshish v'shem gazel ein truma say truma, ober v'im lav truma say truma. Now, so the brisa is telling us that you can be tayrim without letting the bialim know that you're doing it, as long as we're not cheshish for gazel. Let's explain. How do we know him? The balabais comes back home and he sees that the guy took off truma for him. And he says to him, you should have gone and taken the better stuff to the kain for truma. So if their taka is yafais, so then truma say truma. So he's showing that he's nicha. What he's saying is a legitimate comment. Hey, maybe you should have taken the better stuff. And there's no sarcasm here. So that which the friend took off for him is considered truma. Vim lav. But let's say there was no better stuff. So now when he says, oh, klachetzel yafas, he might have been sarcastic. So then ain truma say truma, because he's been megaladas, and he really wasn't so happy that the guy took off for him. Liktu habailam, and let's say the balabayas now took off additional peyreis to add to the truma. V'haysifu alein, and he added to the original truma. Benkachu benkach, truma say truma. Then he's clearly showing that he wanted the guy to take off truma. So what's the raya? V'chinimtu yafas men truma say truma, amai. Why would it work? Be'idna detarm, at the time when the guy who wasn't asked to do it, when he was mafresh, halo yoda, still the balam didn't know that he was being mafresh on his behalf. So l'chayra, in the same way that by an aveda we say yush lemidas have a yush like Rava, so to hear also the Baal HaTruma, who didn't know that his buddy was taking off truma for him, but since he's megaladas after the fact that he's okay with it, we're okay even b'shas ma'isa when he was being tayrim. So l'chayra it's a raya for Rava. So 2 points. First off, just an interesting technical point. We're talking about being ma'isif truma on existing hafrasha. Does such a thing work? The Meiri asks it for Akasha. Once I'm taking off my truma, who says you can take off a second time? And the Meiri actually has 3 terutzim. In his first teretz, he's mechalik between if you do it yourself or you do it al yedei shliach. Or his second teretz is maybe he never really finished being mafrish and he's still in the process. His third teretz is the hisafa doesn't really make a truma and it's lav dafka actual truma, but it's just good enough for our gilui das. But the other point to make over here, which is very important, is the fact that we're bringing in truma at all. It's not the same sugya as hashav saveda. So what are we trying to say? The achrayim speak out that the only time you can say yush loymi das have a yush, the whole issue is because there's no chalais happening with yush. Yush is not like a kinyan that you're actually actively doing something. It's just showing a nichusa. This is the way I feel. So the Granat in Simon Kufnan Aleph makes that actual point that you see from here that by truma, you don't really need to have the chalais from the balabais. All you need is a nichusa. Otherwise, it wouldn't connect to the sugya of Yirsh Lemidas. But anyway, we think in this Havamina that we have a raya for Rava from truma. And for the Gemara Tirgama Rava Libidabaya, the Shavi Shliach, we're talking about real shlichus here. In Hochinami Mistabra, the Isal Kadaitach, the Loy Shavi Shliach, mi have a truma sa truma, you need to have a shlichus because v'ha atem gam atem amarachmana, l'rabais shluchachem, ma atem ledaitchem, av shluch. So the Bryce is not talking about truma that was done with some guy who has no shaykhis because it wouldn't work anyway. So Ella, what's going on in the Bryce? Hachav mayaskinin going to shavya shliach. V'omer le zil trim, go separate truma for me. V'loy omer le trim mehani, but he didn't tell him where to take the truma. Ustame de balabayis kitar mi beininus hudatarm. We can assume that when a guy wants you to take off truma for him, he's doing it from the beininus, the mitten dicka stuff. V'ozol ihu v'tarm mi yafes, but the shliach went and took it from the better payrais. Ubo balabayis umatzai v'omer le. That was what happened in the story. So im nimtzu yafes men, if Yitaka found better stuff, didn't truma say truma. But if im lav, and there was nothing better, then we can assume it was sarcastic, and he wasn't nicha, ain't truma say truma. And now a story. Amemar umar zotra vervashi iklu labustina de Mari bar Isak. So these Amarayim went to this orchard of Mari bar Isak. I see arise tamri verimaini. The oris brought out these peyreis, v'shoda kamayo, and put them in front of these Amarayim. Amemar vervashi yachli. Amemar and vervashi ate. Umar zotra lo yachl. Seemed to be concerned that the Aris had no rishus to give the balabais fruit without his rishus. Ad hachi, meanwhile, also Mari Bar Isak Ashkechinhu. Mari Bar Isak came home and he saw what was going on. And he told the Aris, Amai loy Isis lul rabbanim mehanach shafirta. Why did you give the rabbanim the more chashuva fruits? But it seems Mar Zutra still wasn't okay with that. So Amru le amemar veravashi la Mar Zutra. Hashtamai loy achol mar. So why don't you want to eat? You heard. I v'hotanyim nimtu yafis men truma se truma. So lechayra Mari Bar Isak was saying you should give the better stuff, and there is better stuff to give. So lechayra the Aris did okay, and you can eat these pears. So Amru lehu Mar Zutra said, Na hachi amar rava loy amru klachetel yafis el in truma bilvad mishub de mitzvahu. It makes sense. V'nichale. So that gilei das is actually meaningful. Aval hacha mishum kisuftahu do amar hachi. The reason why Mari Bar Isak said, oh, you should have given the rabbanon better stuff, is because he's embarrassed. The rabbanon are sitting there, so it's not a riot that he said, oh, you should have given him better stuff. He might have been doing that mishum the kisufa, and therefore Mar Zutra wasn't comfortable eating what the artist put in front of them. Next try, toshma odehu atal alehin. Let's say you have these peiris, which we know are only going to be makabel tuma if they are wet. With the seven liquids, the Yad Shachatam, dew being one of them, is still on it. But we know we have to have the consent of the balabayis for it to be makabel tuma. So the dew is still on the peiris, this somach, and he's happy that they're wet. Harezeh b'chiyutan. And now it's shayach to be makabel tuma. Nogvu, let's say the peiris already dried out before the balabatim knew that it had become wet with the dew. Afal pisha somach, even though he was happy that they were retroactively turning over Tamid Beis, Einan b'chiyutan, it doesn't work. So time am I, lab mishum deloyamrin and kivin digloy milsa hashta nichalei, meikari nami nichalei. L'chayra, you see that we don't care about the fact that we find out later on he was okay with it, because b'shas ma'isa he wasn't. So it sounds a lot like a baya, that like yushalei midas lehev a yush. Which the more says, shani hasam, dichsiv ki yitain ad shi yitain. The baal bayis himself has to actually make these things wet. So yachi reisha nami. Even in the first case, where he was tefriden with it being wet, l'chayra it shouldn't be makabel tuma because he didn't personally do it. Which the Gemara says, Hasim k'dura papa, dura papa rami, k'siv ki yitain, v'karinin ki yutan, which sounds like no matter how it becomes wet, it's still going to be makabel tuma. So okay, it's like, how can you reconcile the yitain and yutan? Be'inan ki yutan, dumya t'chi yitain. Ma yitain ledas, af ki yutan nami ledas. So Rav Papa saying that both aspects are correct, and the Bailam needs to know about it and be okay with it while it's still wet. But it will not be a raya for a baya. Toshma, this is going to be the final one, which is actually going to work to be a raya for a baye. And if you're keeping score, this is raya number 12, and it's the one that's going to stick. Omer Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael ben Yohit Tzadik, Minayin Laveda Shashat Fanar Shimutaris. How do you know that if the river takes it away, it's going to be Mutar Dichsiv? V'chein Ta'asel L'chamayrai, V'chein Ta'asel L'simlasai, V'chein Ta'asel L'cholavet Asachicha, Asher Toivad Mimenu Umatzasa, it's lost only to him, and it's not shayach to anybody else. Just like that thing which is mutter to the mitzi by shatfa nahar, bein de ispa simen, ubein de lespa simen shara, by every case of shatfa nahar, it's going to be mutter. Af isura, meaning by a regular aveda, which you have to give back, bein de ispa simen, bein de lespa simen asura, whether or not the guy who lost it is aware that he lost it, it's still going to be usur for the mitzi to keep it. He has to return it. Must be because the yush shalom midas that he doesn't know it's lost is not considered a yush. Tiyufta derava tiyufta. It's interesting. This doesn't seem like the strongest of all the rayas, but the Gemara considers this to be a slam dunk raya for abaya. And therefore, v'hilchasub kavase da abaye v'yal kagam. This is one of the big six that we pass on like abaye. I can clearly remember my sixth grade Rebbe and Breuers, Rabbi Wallerstein, getting us all to bang on the desks to sing and rhyme raya for abaya. Raya for Abaya. So that's how you remember. This is one of those six Yal Kigams. Now that Rav has been schlugged up, Hani Tamri Dezika, Hechi Achlinan Luhu. So when you're walking down the street, you see these windblown dates. We eat them. How are we allowed to? L'chayr are we paskin yush lemidas, loy have a yush like Abaye. So Amr Le'er Ravashi says back to Rav Achabarei de Rava, Kivin de'ika shkotzim v'ramasim, since they are gross because of all the creepy crawly things all over them, deka achli luhu, the insects are eating these things, mi'ikara yushim mi'yayish minayu, there is absolute conscious yush. So don't worry about that. You can absolutely eat those things, if you're willing. Ah, Yasvi Delavne Mechila Ninhu. What do we do about the Yasaimim who aren't shaykh to active Mechila? They don't have das. My, how are we allowed to eat their dates, which apparently we do? Omer Le'er Ravashi says back, Ba'agada Ara, the Yasmi Lemech Zekinin. The world is not owned by a bunch of Yasaimim over here. We can assume that that stam dates that you find are not going to be Yasaimims. Ah, Mokzik Vemid Mai, what are you going to do when you know it belongs to Yasaimim Kitanim? A Karachta Mai? Or what about if these dates are surrounded by walls where it happens to be that the dates fell outside the area of the walls, but you can see that the owner has a Hakapada because of the walls, and therefore we shouldn't be allowed to eat those either? Amr Le'er Ravashi says, Asiran. They're Taka Aser. In a chanami. Weiter. Kri chais b'rishus harabim harei elu shalai. If you find these small piles in rishus harabim, you can keep them. Om rabba vafil b'dover sheish by simen. Wow. Even if it has a simen on it, you're still allowed to keep it. Salma kasava rava, simen osli daris, since it's going to be trampled on by people, lay of a simen. It's not going to last. And the Bailam know it's not going to last, and therefore there is a yush despite the simen. Rava amar leishano el b'dover she'en by simen. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where these krichas do not have simanim. Av b'dover sheish by simen, then chayav lahachris. Salma kasava rava, simen osli daris, have a simen. So that's version one of their machlekes. V'ika demasni lo shmaitza. Whether or not a simen osuli daris, whether or not a simen osuli daris blibes like a simen or not. V'ikid masin lo shmaitza ba'an be'navshe. That simen osuli daris, rabba omer lo have a simen, rabba omer have a simen. We're going to stop here and pick it up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.